show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I make your mouthpiece obese like Ella Reese. When I release, you lose teeth like little seeds. Nigga, please.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rose, and I'm here with my boy
Buff the Animal.
And this is the Buff and Rose Podcast. We are back
with a vengeance.
Back at it. It's been, oh my gosh, how long has it been? Like a year and a half?
2 years.
Oh, dude, it can't be that long, but nah, it's not 2 years, but it's been a while since we've posted. Yo, I think this might be our 30th episode. I think we got 29 episodes up. Hey, if y'all check, you know, wherever you listen to us at, if y'all check it out, see how many podcasts we have at the time of this recording, we don't know. But I think we were about to, or we were at our 30th, so we'll just say this is the 30th episode of the Buff and Rose Podcast, straight off a hiatus.
Yeah, man.
That's what's been up. So, last time we talked, I mean, I think we had a special guest. I'm not sure if it was Kip or Big Will, but, you know, we had a few guests. We were talking, and things were happening. Back then, I think we were talking a lot about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Oh, yeah, man. Tons of stuff came and went.
Yeah, like, so we missed a lot of stuff over the last year to talk to you guys about. Obviously, the slap that was heard around the world with Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
right? And then...
they're still talking about it.
Right. And then, you know, of course, a war has started over seas in Russia. You know, so that's been going on. Obviously, Israel and Palestine has gotten back at it, you know, with their conflicts. And then, you know, just in other stuff. I mean, just the world's just been crazy, Buff. I don't know what you think.
I don't know if it's gotten better or worse since COVID.
So guess what? We're here to save you. We're here to save everyone, right? We're back.
We're here to free your mind and the rest follow.
Right. Oh, my gosh. No, he didn't. Please don't ever say that. But, yeah, you know, so, look, today's episode, really, we have no format. This is just like we just decided, hey, we're together.
Yeah.
Let's film an episode. Let's put it up.
Going back to the basics, we shoot from the hip.
Right. And, you know, this is going to be all audio. We're not doing video today, but we'll get back to what you guys are used to. But, yeah, you know, other than that, you know, let you know some things that's been going on in our lives. You know, obviously, guess what? I am the parent of a 21-year-old. So I no longer have a semi-adult child. I have a full-fledged adult child.
Wow, so that's scary.
Yeah, dude. So that's been going on. Back then, when we were doing the filming, I had just kind of started a company called The Love Movement Social Event Series.
The Love Movement.
Yeah, the Love Movement. We've been doing events all over Richmond, Virginia, doing events for you know, festivals like our Juneteenth festival. That's coming up. We just celebrated our second year, and we are doing some really great things around Richmond, VA. Right now, the big thing that everybody's excited about is our brunch day party that we're having at Harry's at Hoffheimer. So if you have a Sunday, 1 to 7, you just want to chill out or you want to turn up, we can do it all. So come out and check us out. Then from there, I bought a boat, Buff. I bought a boat.
And don't know how to swim.
No, I can't swim, but I got a great stylish life jacket and I look pretty good in it. And so, you know, gosh. I'm going to be working with that, but I bought a boat. So I'll be doing like river tours on the James River. So, you know, I'll let you guys know about some prices on that and stuff like that. Or you can check my website out, stuff like that. But we're doing some stuff with that. And hey, you know, I even had time to like get in the gym, work out a little bit, lose a little bit of weight. So, you know, first time in like 20 years, a brother is under 200 pounds. So,
wow.
You know, I'm going to take that. So what's been going on with you, brother?
Well, spending my time listening to you talk about yourself right now. Mostly.
Right. Got you.
But other than that, pretty much nothing else has pretty much changed. I'm still a father of three kids. Well, two little kids and one young
adult.
What's
the ages?
Oh, my son is 4 and my daughter is 6. And I am 48 this year. Wow,
dude.
And I got a 19-year-old in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff.
Family man, bro. Family man. So I'm still the wild buff, but semi-wild on my days off. And last night, I don't know if Rose would want to talk about, we just had a conversation about me giving up his seat last night.
Oh,
so.
Man. So let me give the crowd some context. So I've been on this health journey and some life-changing stuff, you know, going on. So I decided, you know, to take a break from drinking. So that's kind of helped me lose a little bit of weight and, you know, some other things. Get some other things in my life in order. What I found, drinking cost me a lot of money. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so decided to take a little bit of break. With that being said, my good boy Buff came down to check me out yesterday. So, you know, we were like, OK, well, maybe we'll tape a recording. But first, let's go hang out. You know, I had to go meet a club owner about some business. So I was like, let's go downtown. Let me take care of this. And then I got a DJ that's DJing at a venue. So let's go check him out and see what's going on. So we go down there and, you know, once again, I'm not drinking.
Yeah. And I was trying to be supportive and not drink myself.
Right. Buff's like, yo, bro, I got you. I'm not going to be drinking. Yeah, we gonna have a good time and I'm not going to be drinking. So, you know, we go handle the business and then we come back to the spot and then, you know, we check out my DJ. He's doing well. It's on a nice little rooftop. And we decide like to hang out in the lounge downstairs because it was a little warmer. So I'm sitting there, you know, we get some cups of water. We chilling. We sitting on a nice little plush sofa, listening to some music.
And then I became weak. Yeah. Had to have a drink.
Yeah, yo. Not even 10 minutes.
Folded.
This dude's like, yo, I got to go get a drink. I was like, whoa, okay, bro. Yeah. So he's like, I'm going to go get a beer. Nah. This dude come back with a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my right? gosh.
So I'm like, okay, here we go. So he's drinking the Long Island iced tea. Everything's fine. He finishes it up. He's complaining about how bad it is.
It was bad.
But he sipped it down like it was Kool-Aid. It was gone.
Yeah, like Snapple.
So then, you know, he go get another drink.
Yeah, beer.
And then, you know, he go get another drink.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, he get another drink.
My total support collapsed.
Right. So, you know, Buff has, you know, he gets up a couple of times, go to the restroom. People want his seat. I'm like, yo, you can sit over there, but this is my boy's spot. He'll be back.
I appreciate
that. Fuck you. But anyway, so, you know. I get up. I'm like, I'm going to go get some more water. So I get up, go get the water. I see a friend. I mean, literally, I was probably gone for 2 minutes. I come back and my seat is gone. I'm like looking at this dude like, yo, what happened dude, to my seat?
Yo, I was in the zone. I zoned out for some reason. I didn't realize someone took your seat. And in the moment I was about to say something, you walked up. And like pretty much threw your hands up, and you had that look like, nigga.
yo, I was so pissed. I was like, yo, here it is. I done held this dude's seat, you know, all this stuff. I get up for 2 minutes. This dude just gave up my seat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh well, whatever. And but either way.
With Tori, Roosevelt's partner with the Love movie, he comes to the event. And as Roosevelt walks off, he's like, "What happened to Rose?" I said, "He's mad because I gave his seat up. He'll get over it."
Yo, so either way, I eventually got over it. But then we proceed to move up to the rooftop. We're on the rooftop. We're hanging out. And at this point, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm feeling the vibe of the music. I'm sober. I'm chilling, but I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But what I'll say is that when you're the only one that's sober, it becomes like everything starts to irritate you. Yeah. So Buff was highly intoxicated. And yes, he was the most annoyingest motherfucker in the world. Like, I was like, yo, he's standing right next to me yelling at me. Like, yo, the music. They need more speakers. And I'm like, okay. And you know, he's just every little thing. Yo.
Dude, if you was drinking, you probably wouldn't even like, it'd be like a cohesive annoyance.
Now, yeah, if I had been drinking, I would not have noticed. I would have just been like, this is a normal night, normal whatever, because him and I would have been on the same wavelength. But at this point, I am sober. I am so sober. And my man, my boy is gone.
I was intoxicated.
And, you know, and it was just like everything he said to him was the most important thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was just like, it was like he had to tell me right then, right there, what was going on, what was happening. And so, you know, it was very, very intense, you know. And then like, you know, just get dude home was like, yo, bro, we just go shit. Nah, we need to do this. We need to do that. Oh, I'm like, bro, I got you.
I appreciate you brought me on. A lot of bad decisions probably would have been made.
So it was a good night. It was a good night in Richmond, Virginia, RVA. I mean, you know, the weather was perfect. Yesterday was like 70 something degrees. I mean, it got a little bit of cooler at night, but it was just a perfect night. You know, you know, we had a good time and everything, and so. Buff insisted last night that we were going to record. This is like God. 1 o'clock in the morning. He's insisting.
Still intoxicated.
We record. So he hooked all the equipment up last night and then proceeded to fall asleep.
I passed out.
So, you know, we're bright and early on a Saturday morning. We're here recording today. Buff is way hungover.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know,
but it's okay. He's going to make it. He's holding it down. So that was last night, you know, but, you know, just talking about things and, you know, just how everything's going. I mean, you know, so happy spring is finally here. But what happened to winter?
Dude, I think it snowed like one time.
And that was like, what, November, December?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm not complaining because I'm over the snow. I'm done with the snow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of over the snow too, but you know, at the same time, I'm just kind of like, you know, all these people talk about like global warming and climate change and all this stuff, and I'm just like, you know, I'm not complaining, like you know, like nice, you know, spring, nice fall, you know, winter's not so bad. You know, I could kind of live with this. But then, of course, you know, I don't want to, you know, make anyone upset because I know it's pretty serious about climate change and everything. But
we don't get into all that politics stuff.
Yeah. True indeed. But, you know, I mean, things like that, you know, are important, you know. But, yo, I got to tell you, I'm into, like, collecting some new stuff.
Like what? Pokemon cards?
Nah, you know, I'll be honest, Buff. I just recently got into collecting cologne.
Really?
Like cologne and perfumes and stuff.
Did you get the Eric Badu one?
No. the one that smells like her vagina?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Vagina.
I'm good.
The cuckoo's nest.
Nah, I'm good. You know, have no interest in doing that, but you know, I've always kind of bought colognes, but I'll be honest. Back in the day, I would just buy, you know, what was on sale.
Yeah.
And I would buy some things that, you know, was popular, right?
Yeah.
But lately.
Like Jupe.
Man, you're showing your age there. You know? You can get that in CVS now on sale. But now Jupe's not a bad fragrance, to be honest. I mean, it actually is pretty good. I actually wore that in college. I wore that a lot in college. But, you know, Dude, like, are you familiar with any of the Arabic colognes?
Not at all.
Bro, so there's this company called Latafa.
Really?
And they have, like, these dope, like stronger than cologne, like, perfume scents for men and women. And, I mean, and they do, like, clones of different fragrances. So one of the hottest fragrances out right now is Sauvage Elixir.
Okay.
Right? Now, Sauvage Elixir is probably one of the most popular fragrances for men. Like, men are, like, buying it up. So Latafa has this, cologne called Assad.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, bro, it is dope. Now, when you look at Sauvage Elixir, a bottle of Sauvage Elixir will cost you probably about $130.
Mm.
Right? Guess how much Assad will cost you?
What is it, like $500?
Nah, bro. We're talking $30-$40 okay. at the most. And it lasts longer. We're talking like 6 to 8 hours of it lasting. So, yo, dude, other fragrances that I've had. There's another fragrance, By the Fireplace, right?
Yeah.
I've purchased that a couple of times.
It's called By the Fireplace?
By the Fireplace.
You smell like burning wood?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's literally burning wood, right? And
smell like Christmas up in here.
but yo... I mean, I've worn it, and I'm telling you, get compliments. I paid $160 for that bottle.
So, because like, I know you, was you kind of collecting shades also at one time?
Sunglasses, yeah. I kind of get into some of that. I was big on Oliver Peoples and Mosley Tribes sunglasses. I haven't bought sunglasses in quite some time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know... The thing about it that got me into sunglasses was when I would pay like $20 for a pair of sunglasses, I'd lose them or they'd break.
Yeah.
When I started paying a little bit more money, I started caring more about them.
Oh my god.
So I didn't lose them. But then they just last long. I mean, I got sunglasses that I've had for like 15 years.
Wow. You know where I get my glasses, my shades from?
Where?
The gas station. So if I lose it, break it, hey, I just go to the next gas station and I'm good.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because I never would have bought cheap perfume before.
Yeah.
But Latafa, it comes out of Dubai, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big company, and they choose to make their fragrances better.
Man, are we getting less paid expensive. For this? Are we getting paid for this advertisement here?
Nah, we're not getting paid, which makes it even more, which makes it even more reason why you guys should listen to us. But, you know, I mean... I just wanted to share that because that's been something I've been really doing over the last couple of months, like, really putting in some money. And there's a couple of other companies that are out there, but either way,
yeah,
fragrances, dope, like, yeah. Love it.
Okay. That was very interesting. What I was doing during our break.
And like I said,
this dude just stopped. Asshole. Well, anyway, what I mostly was focusing on was like my music, and started a group with me and a good friend of mine's Matt, a group called Loud Tenants, and
dope.
You can pull up our music on YouTube, on Spotify. Just type in Loud Tenants, and it'll pull up. And we also have a website. It's www.loudtenants.com. Check it out. You know, you can hit me up. Let me know what you think of the music and stuff. And that was my thing. You know, my love. You know,
so I'm still y'all have had still a couple of performances, it. Right?
Yeah, we we just performed that one time down in Elizabeth City, and there's actually a video on YouTube. You know, people can check it out when you want to and stuff. But we also right now are working on a second album, and also we're working on an audio book that's going to go with the music.
Mm.
You know, we got a story and everything. All that's in production right now. So stay tuned, you know.
Got
some stuff for you guys.
That's really dope. So where can we listen to your music? You're on what platforms?
We're on Spotify,
Apple,
like all the major platforms. You can just pull it up, you know, just type in Loud Tenants and it'll pop up right up. You know, you can go on Facebook and say that you want to do like a short. You know how you select music for your shorts?
Yeah.
You can type in Loud Tenants and it'll give you a list of all our songs that we've done. You know, that you can add to your little videos and stuff.
Nice. So, That's dope.
Yeah, man. We're just having a lot of fun with it, too.
Okay.
You know, and we got like a little crazy storyline. You know, you guys can check it out.
Yo, like if I remember, I listened to, you know, your album. It's like almost like sci-fi horror. Right?
Yeah, it's like
a movie.
Yeah, like. Dude. It's like we're out there. And, you know, people ask us, like, what's like, are we hip-hop? Are we rock? I mean, we're a combination of those things, and also like a little of like Twilight Zone to it, because a lot of our stuff have different stories, you know. And you know, we switch it up, make it more exciting. And people have told us that like a lot of our songs, they're more of like a movie theme to each of our songs, our stories, and it's also like great for like working out to.
Okay. Know? All right.
So yeah, check it out, peoples.
Yo, that's really dope. That's really dope, bro. So, what you been watching on TV lately?
Oh, dude. I mean, not much, man. I'm trying to think. Was there any new episodes of anything? Man, I haven't watched anything. I've been canceling stuff. No, actually, you know what I have been watching?
What?
Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, my gosh. What channel is that on?
The wife and I. Yo, it's like, I don't know. I have this thing with UFOs, man. I don't know what it is. But we've been watching this thing called Skinwalker Ranch, and it's very, very interesting. You ever heard of it?
I seen it up, but I don't think I watched it. But I mean, what is it's about shapeshifting or werewolves?
A skinwalker is like a Native American myth, mm-hmm. You know, and it is about like a spirit that can, change his shape into any creature, usually a wolf or something like that,
mm-hmm.
a demonic spirit for Native Americans. But actually, Skinwalker Ranch is actually a big farmland, and they said the land is cursed. So mm-hmm. The natives call it the Skinwalker Ranch because they claim there's like sightings of the Skinwalker there. But what in actuality, what's going on is like a lot of UFO or UAPs. Sightings that's going on there, and mm-hmm. this one gentleman, I can't remember his name, he purchased the farm from this guy named Bigelow, but they've been doing like a lot of research on this land, and then I mean it's crazy. I don't want to give too much away, but it leaves a lot of mystery, and my wife and I we get so caught up on it,
right? You know, right,
it's
right,
very interesting, very
so
interesting.
It's not sci-fi,
it's a true story, it's a real thing. You know, okay. It's like a weird phenomenon type of thing that's going on there. And, what they're coming to come up with, they think there might be some sort of a wormhole there.
What?
Yeah, like an invisible wormhole. That's what they think was causing all the crazy phenomenon that's going there. Like, dude, like, people will come to this this area and, like, their batteries on their phone just completely die for no reason. You know, they're bringing, like, drones that's worth $50,000, and then all of a sudden they'll just stop working. Like crazy things will go on there, and they just can't seem to figure it out. And they just doing like these crazy experiments and stuff. And I mean, it's pretty intriguing. And in the evenings, they see these orbs flying around and stuff. I mean, you gotta check it out if you're really into like all that paranormal crazy stuff. Check it out, you know.
So there's a show that I watched. And it had, I want to say, Sissy Spacek.
Uh-huh.
Do you know? And I'm trying to think of the show, but it was very similar storyline. It was about two people that they lived on a farm, or they had a farmhouse.
Yeah.
And they found kind of like a wormhole or something.
What's
like
it
that.
What's it called? Is it an actual documentary or
no?
Is it, like...
it was a TV. It was a TV show.
Oh, what's it called? Oh
man, I'm gonna have to look this thing.
Yeah, you
up.
Gotta check. Yeah, let because, me know, I love that stuff, man.
Yo, so it was like her and her husband. They lived on this farm. I mean, well, they lived. They kind of had like their own land or whatever, and basically they found a wormhole that would take them to another planet. And you know,
is that on Amazon?
I think so.
Is this called Something Skies?
Yeah.
I've watched that. Yeah, I watched some.
So that's one show like that. But then there's another show where this dude, he had a farm, and it was like an alternate Earth. So he's living on this farm, and then he finds a big hole in the middle of his land, and he falls through, and it's like a whole other world.
Oh man.
So that was another show that I watched last year. Oh man, I can't remember the name of these shows, but
yeah.
But yeah, dude, it was pretty good. Pretty good. But yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the show that Sissy Spacek was on. Night Sky.
Night Sky. Okay.
Night Sky. Yep, that was the name of it. Night Sky. And yeah, so I mean, that's interesting stuff, you know, as far as sci-fi. You know, some other shows that I got into. I'm going to be real, man. I really like Halo.
Do you really?
From the video game, the TV show based on the video game. Have you checked that out?
Yeah, it's garbage.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's garbage.
Oh, wow.
It's garbage.
Okay.
Nah, I'm joking. I mean, it's good. I only seen the first episode, so. I think that happens a lot. I started watching the first episode, and then I never get back to it.
Well, you know they're in season two, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
But the kids, man. I know the kids be keeping you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. It's all about trying to keep my sanity.
Right. So, you know, let's come up with the question of the day.
Question of the day.
What so, here goes the question. I saw this on YouTube. Obviously, we're very highly respectful of anyone and the choices they make and what type of lifestyle they have, right?
I'm not. Okay. No, go ahead, man.
All right. So, if a man has a relationship with a transgender woman, is he gay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so... when you say yes, does that mean in every sense of the situation? So
no matter how you dress it up, it's still a dude.
Okay. Okay. So post-op, pre-op, don't matter.
Don't matter. Nah, man.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, I mean, whatever, man. I mean.
So look, so I'm going to put out there. We respect.
Oh yeah.
Whatever choices people want to do with their lives. So if a person wants to identify as whatever, that's fine. They can identify as that, and respectfully, they can live their lives as whatever they want to live their lives at. But from what I'm hearing from Buff, and you know, I gotta agree. You know, we don't necessarily choose what we're born as, right? So to most people, regardless of what we identify ourselves as, people are going to see us for what we were born as.
Yeah, what? I'm a dragon today. I feel like a dragon.
Okay.
I'm a dragon.
All right. Well, that was a great question of the day, y'all.
I'm a dragon.
Woo. Woo.
You could be a unicorn.
You see any good movies?
Huh? See any good movies? Ah, yikes. Bro, I mean, I can't think of anything I've seen really. Well, I tell you one thing. One good movie I did watch, it was animated, was the Justice League Crisis.
Oh yeah, that was pretty dope. Part 1.
I mean, the anime stuff is always dope to me.
Yeah. It was pretty good. It's a retelling of Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
The comic book. So should be pretty good. I'm waiting for part 2on that.
It's too bad these superhero movies are starting to go to shit.
Yo, you know what's taking over?
What's that?
The monster movies and TV shows, Godzilla and King.
Oh yeah, I seen that. That actually sparked my interest. I think about I would go see that, believe it or not.
Yeah, did you see the TV show they had on?
They have a TV show now?
Oh, yeah. They have a TV show on Apple. Godzilla TV show mainly. Godzilla appeared on it several episodes.
Is this like old episodes?
No. It just came out recently. It's called animated? Monarch. No, it's live action. Kirk Russell is one of the main people in
Get
it.
Get out of here.
But yeah, it's called Monarch.
Escape from New York. Kirk Russell.
Yeah, Escape from New York. But no, it's called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters.
Really?
And what it does is, if you remember in the movies, Monarch is the agency that was researching and the beast, all the kaiju.
Oh.
So they were the ones doing all the research and, you know, behind the scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what this TV show does is it focuses on how they came to be, like their origin.
Yeah.
And then just kind of looking at how over the years they've tried to keep it. And there's certain parts that happen in between the movies.
Yeah.
So very highly connected, and they start setting things up for the movies we've already seen and for future movies.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, bro. It's pretty strong. And then, like, you know, the last movie, Godzilla versus Kong, and you know, all those things. I mean, the movies have been pretty tight to create this universe.
Yeah.
You know, of beasts, and in the writing, the action has actually been better than some of these superhero movies.
Okay.
Way better than the Marvels.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, girl power, but a big
disappointment. I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, dude, like, did they actually thought that after that flop? Did they actually thought, I don't know, Sony thought that Madden Web was going to do well?
Oh, dude.
Did they really think that was going to do well?
Oh, dude. I didn't even.
No.
I didn't even watch
the, me neither.
YouTube reviews on
me
it.
Me neither.
I never even watched it. I had no interest in it.
No. I saw no one interest. Trailer and I just laughed to myself. I said, oh, they're going to lose a lot of money on this.
Yeah, like what made them think they could put millions
into it? I don't know. And some chick, I can't remember her name, an actress. She's like, oh, people are just scared to have strong leading female roles, and I'm like, no, I had nothing to do with that. It's the, you know, it's bad writing, bad ideas, you know, can make a movie flop.
So, you know, one thing that we hadn't talked about that happened while we were on hiatus, you know, what do you think about Jonathan Majors?
Nothing.
Okay, all right,
what do you think?
I mean, you know, I'm gonna be real. I was seriously a Jonathan Majors fan. I mean, when Lovecraft Country came out, and I watched that, and I was like, wow, this is a really good show. He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he did a couple of other things, and then he was in the Creed movie, and you know, everything. I was really like rooting for this guy.
I think he got railroaded though.
Of course.
You know, this video of him being chased by that lady.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to escape from her. But I mean, but you know what? Disney's funny like that. Any bad, you know, press, they try to remove themselves from it. They so strict with that. I mean, they did the same thing to Johnny Depp, you know?
What
I'm not sure if he had a lawsuit against him. I'm not sure.
Well, you saw what happened to James Gunn. Yeah. Like, James Gunn had posted some stuff years ago,
yeah,
and then it came up, and then they fired him.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, the actors really, you know, garnered around him, and, you know, they brung him back.
Yeah.
And then he got the deal with DC, so now he's the head of, you know, DC as far as their movies and stuff. But
yeah.
I think this cancel culture needs to end.
I
think that is too much.
It does.
If something happens, if someone does something that's wrong, let the law handle it.
Yeah.
Let the law handle it. Let it. I mean, people getting prosecuted based on social media and stuff that comes out.
But you can't front somebody. Some people deserve it.
I mean, look.
If social media crucified.
If you do something wrong, I think that. I don't know. I mean, I just think that is crazy that people are using social media to, you know, basically, you know, persecute people.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Nah, you're good.
You talking about that? You remember that one lady? She was a white lady, but she was like the head of like the NAC.
Oh yeah, the one that was.
What was her name? I think her name was like Rachel something.
Yeah, Rachel D. Like I can't remember her name.
Yo, dude, she has an OnlyFans page.
Yeah, she's rich off of it,
she's
right?
she's making millions off of it.
So
craziness.
I think her name is Dolezal or something like that. I mean, look, she's not an unattractive woman either. Whether she's a black woman, white woman, Mexican, don't matter. Craziness. She's not an unattractive woman. I don't think that like it's a big deal at this point. I mean, you know, she was successful in her career before.
I don't know.
You know, a lot of women are turning.
Yeah, dude. Fans. Like everyone's a porn star now.
And you know, not every OnlyFans, you know, is about porn. You know, sometimes they get on and they read books, and sometimes.
Yeah, dude. Man, I was trying to get my wife to sell pictures of her feet.
Oh my gosh.
I was trying to pimp her feet.
Oh my gosh. You know,
oh man,
goodness dude. Gracious, that's crazy. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not. I don't think that people need to sell their souls to make money.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's something that's out there. It's something that people can make money at, and at the end of the day, people are gonna take advantage of that. I don't think that it's gonna be, it's anything that's gonna go away.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at porn now, you know, state of Virginia, you can't even get Pornhub anymore.
Yeah, I heard. Someone,
you got to register.
Register your license or something
to
it?
Yeah, you got to register.
Like, people were like, nope.
Yeah, sorry. No more porn in the state of Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
Know, but you know,
we used to get hyped over magazines when we was kids.
Yeah,
find our dad's or grandfather's magazine, get hyped over that.
You know, it's kind of crazy
now.
It's kind of crazy, but you know, I mean, the world is changing. You know, the world is changing, but it's all good. You know,
change for the good or the bad. We're changing for the unknown.
I don't think. I think that right now. We're beyond good and bad. I think the world is
in a gray.
Yeah, I mean, it is a gray world. I mean, I think everything is just depending on who's looking at it and who's analyzing it and what side of it you're trying to be on, you know?
Yeah, agree.
I think, you know, I mean, at this point, it's just like everybody's just trying to survive, right?
Yeah, true that.
Some are doing better than others, you know?
Man.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we all here. We all on this round planet, and it's not flat. Yeah. It's round. But
some people will argue about that. Yo, I mean, I've gotten in conversations with people that are, what do they call themselves, flat earthers and stuff?
Yeah.
And they break down their evidence to, I mean, they have such a passion. And then I'm like looking at them like, dude, it still sounds stupid. It's like, They saying the earth, you know, like, you know, those little globes that you shake in the snow.
Right.
Stuff like that. They saying the earth is like that. Yeah. And I look at them like, really?
Yo, when you get up in an airplane and you look down out the window.
Oh, my God.
The earth curves.
No, they say it doesn't. They claim it doesn't.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of people, they taking a level. You know, the level with the bubble on it?
Yeah.
Just doing that sounds stupid. You take a level on a plane and the bubble doesn't move. The bubble should move when the plane is tilting around the earth. I'm like, man, dude, that's a horrible experiment.
We're living in a computer program. This is the Matrix. You know? Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, man, there's a lot of topics. And look, what we're trying to do, we're going to try to come back. We're going to be more consistent.
Yeah.
In our videos, and we're getting back to videos. We're going to be more consistent in putting stuff out here. You know, we're back. So we hope to at least start putting out at least one podcast per month and then doing more, maybe, you know, twice a month or possibly weekly at some point.
Yeah.
But we are back. So please tune in to The Buff and Rose Show, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, we look forward to, you know, letting you know a little bit about our lives and becoming a part of yours. So, hey, bro, that's where we're at, man. It's
Rap Jack.
Episode 30, I think.
30 in effect. Yo, yeah, y'all, check all our social medias. Going on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know, check out our old videos and our old audios that we've had out there.
And that's Buff, B-U-F-F, the letter N, Rose, R-O-S-E. That's where you can catch us.
Yo.
All right, y'all. Thanks a lot, man. Peace out.
All right, deuces.